Chapter 13. After the wedding, a large number of our friends came to a party at our house. When the party had started, Elizabeth and I said goodbye and left for our honeymoon. We travelled first by boat and planned to spend the night at a hotel on the other side of the lake. The mountains and the lake were calm and beautiful, and at last Elizabeth and I were together. For the first time for months, and for the last time ever, I enjoyed the feeling of happiness. In the evening, the wind became stronger, and soon a great storm broke above us. Every noise frightened me, and I kept my hand on my gun under my coat. I saw the monster in every shadow. Suddenly, I realized how terrible the fight would be for Elizabeth. I asked her to go to bed, and I decided to search for the monster. I planned to join her when I was sure he was not in or around the hotel. Elizabeth left me, and I searched every corner of the hotel, every dark doorway and staircase. I could not find him. And I began to hope that he had not followed us to the hotel. But suddenly, I heard a loud and terrible scream. It came from our room. Then, too late, I understood. The monster had promised to be with me on my wedding night, but he had not planned to kill me. The scream came again, and I ran to our room. Why did I not die there and then? On the bed, Elizabeth lay still, in the cold sleep of death. I took her in my arms and saw the marks of the murderer's fingers on her neck. Other people in the hotel had heard the screams and came into our room. I sent one of them to call the police. The others left me alone with my misery. I held Elizabeth close, and as I held her, I saw the monster watching me through the open window of the room. There was an evil laugh on his face. I pulled my gun from my coat and fired at him. I missed, and he ran from the window and jumped into the lake. The other people heard the noise of the shot and came back into the room. I showed them the place where the monster had jumped into the lake. We searched the edge of the lake, but we could not find him. I returned to our room and lay on the bed next to my dear wife. Suddenly, I had another terrible thought. At this very moment, perhaps my father was fighting the monster, with Ernest dead at his feet. I left the hotel and returned to Geneva as fast as I could. My father and Ernest were safe, but the awful news of Elizabeth's death killed my father. He had loved Elizabeth dearly. He became ill, and, after a few days, he died in my arms. So the evil monster had brought unhappiness and death to a dear old man who had never hurt anybody. I do not know what happened next. I think I left the real world and entered a dangerous world of dreams and madness. Later I found that they had put me in prison because of my madness. After many months they let me free. I had only one wish: to find and kill the monster.